Hello, this is Bill Hancock from Faith Bridge Foster Care, and you're listening to Voices of Foster Care.
So you were at Impact Training, and this conversation is going to be used to help people in Faith Bridge orientation and Impact Training to better understand the needs of the children and how God may be calling them and directing them to be the solution that He wants to be to the lives of children. When you were in Impact and you met the two boys, which are two of a sibling group of eight, six brothers and two sisters. When you saw the two, you said, you started asking different questions at that point. You were no longer asking, well, what would life be like if we were to adopt? What would that mean to our family? Now you just met a child who's in foster care. Maybe adoption, maybe not. But all of a sudden you meet this child at Impact, and his brother, was two of them or three of them? I think there were two of them at Impact that day.
There was three.
There was three.
Actually, there was the three older ones.
The three older boys.
There was the twins and the oldest one.
The three older boys. Talk a little bit about kind of how meeting the three boys that day made you start thinking differently and what you and Jeff went through to decide we're going to do the fostering thing.
Well, I think God put us right where He needed us to be. You know, we moved out here from Arizona and to Georgia. We were led spiritually to a church, and then we were led spiritually to a person that that led us to Faith Bridge. And every step of the process that we went through, really honestly, was by the grace of God, because He changed my mind to go from straight to adopting to fostering. I didn't know anything about what fostering was going to do. I didn't know the children that you were going, the children I was going to come in contact with. I didn't know what their needs were, what they were, what neglect that they had had. I just knew what the needs that they needed to have. I needed to. My husband and I needed to, offer them a safe home with no doubt that, what tomorrow's going to bring. And these children didn't have that. They didn't have that. They didn't have food in their cupboards. And I just think that God just opened my mind to know that there's a greater need out there, and that you need, that I needed to provide it. I had the ability to provide it. I didn't consider or think about any negative experience with it. I didn't think about, well, what if they go home tomorrow? It didn't matter to me. It mattered why they were in my home. They were going to be taken care of, and as long as I had them, I was going to meet those needs for them. And God has to do the rest if they have to go home. He brought them to me, and if they have to go home, and then He must know that it's safe, and for them to go back home. And if they're not going to go back home and they're going to stay with me, then I'm going to be everything that they need me to be for them.
Did you and Jeff ever just come to a time where you said, "Boy, this is going to be fostering is going to require that we change some things in our family and the way we do things. Maybe it's going to be, there's going to be some inconveniences. There's going to be, how did you and Jeff kind of go through thinking and preparing yourself for fostering? Now, we can go through Impact. We can give you information. We can try to create some of the challenges and even talk to you about skills and ways of addressing them. But how did you and Jeff Riley come to the conclusion to say, you know, here's what we're going to do this? And how did that affect the way you kind of viewed going forward your family?
Well, we didn't really think about it changing our lives. We didn't really think about it changing our family.
Excellent.
Why couldn't we go and do the things that we've always done? And we have. We've taken the boys out for dinner. We've taken them to NASCAR. We've taken them camping. We've taken them. We come in a big. There's a lot of us that come, but I'm not gonna. We still enjoy those things, and I'm not letting, you know, I'm not. They need to have those experiences. Just uh-huh. because you come from a big family, uh-huh. if you're able to do it, uh-huh. we did it. We do it.
You just incorporated them into your family. You just brought them in and made them part of your family. So what I'm hearing you saying is you didn't really change any of the routines or family routines or expectations within your family. You just kind of incorporated them.
Incorporated it. We let our family know. We let our extended family know. And, you know, Jeff's dad and his mom had fostered when Jeff was real little. And I didn't know that until we went through. Jeff and I got to talking about more. And he goes, well, you know, I recall, you know, a few children. And so when we talked to them about it, they knew we had the ability to do it.
Oh, wow.
And they supported us. Uh-huh. Now, when we started getting, you know, more of the siblings and stuff, they're like, well, are you sure about this? Because, you know, life is going to be different, uh-huh, you know? And uh-huh. we're like, on what scale is it going to be different? Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we're not on time to a lot of events. And, you know, there's some times where somebody has to kind of, you know, we have to defuse, uh-huh. you know? But
yeah.
parents of two have to do that.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, you just make it happen.
Mm.
You know, you just,
mm-hmm.
I think if you prepare that, you know, that things are going to happen like that, mm-hmm. you're just better prepared for the event that you're going to do or mm-hmm. wherever you're going to go or, and then, and you can either expect it or be prepared for it.
Right.
You can, offer a solution
mm-hmm.
and instead of just saying, no, we can't just do this. We got to have stop and turn around. We're going to be late, or we can't go. Well, you know what? If that's what it ends up being, that's what it ends up being. But, you know, if we get there, we get there. You know, there's times we showed up to church a little late. Oh, well, you know, it's mm-hmm. that's the way that it is. In our house, I mean, we've gone from having it nice and tidy and everything in its place to some things are not in their place. But, you know, if you want your house tidy, incorporate the kids to help with it. They don't mm-hmm. need to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't run myself ragged.
Yeah.
You know, folding their laundry. They sit down and they do it with me. cleaning the house. I mean, you just, are you family or are you just...
Yeah.
Raising kids, you know?
My wife has to remind me, as we foster, we have five foster kids as well as our three biological kids, and she has to remind me sometimes that one day they won't be children anymore. They grow up, and eventually they have their own homes, and mm-hmm. they're not here to mess things up. So while we have them, we should do everything we can to hold their attention and keep them close. And sometimes just the busyness of the things of maintaining and running a home, although they're important, sometimes relationships with our kids need to override mm-hmm. the busyness. And I hear that coming through loud and clear. Today, we're shooting this in the middle of the day, so I know Jeff is at work and couldn't be here and join us in the conversation. And I know that you represent him really well. So I'm going to ask you to comment on Jeff's. What would you say if Jeff was here? What would he say was maybe one of the biggest adjustments for him becoming a foster dad?
I think it would be wanting to make sure that he dedicate his time to his boys. And, you know, with him working outside the house and being a businessman, you know, he's got, you know, his job that calls on him, mm-hmm. and has its restrictions. Mm-hmm. But he's able to be their soccer coaches, be their football coaches, be every part of their lives. He wants to not only be a father to them, but just kind of show them how a dad should be, or how mm-hmm. a parent should be, and mm-hmm. you know, to raise his boys to be, you know, to be better men. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, my husband's absolutely amazing. He really honestly is. I could go on all about my husband. He's my rock, because when I feel like I'm going to falter sometimes, or I feel like, you know, you just everyday life, just you're running and doing things for your children, and mm-hmm. you feel like sometimes you may lose, I lose myself as being, I'm just a mom versus, you know, I'm actually a human being. I'm Kale, you know. Mm-hmm. And he allows me that time to recharge, you know, my batteries, and picks me up and just says, you know what, you're doing awesome, and I need that from him. And
yeah.
we have a really good marriage, and I think fostering has really strengthened that.
Hmm. In what way?
I think it's allowed us to be a more of a family, instead of more out there just trying to gain what we can from this world, and more inside mm-hmm. gaining what we can from each other, mm-hmm. Codependent on each other, in a positive way. I felt like my husband is one of those that wants to work and be an excellent provider for the family, so he's working so many different avenues to just try to, you know, draw in and provide mm-hmm. for our family. But I think it's really allowed him to take a look and see what's more important, and mm-hmm. and be at home when we're sitting down and having dinner.
Wow.
Hi, this is Bill Hancock, and you've been listening to Voices of Foster Care. Thank you for joining us.